Can they can do it? Makes us all the better, faster, stronger.
Campbell on second down and 5.5. Looks right, comes back to the left, going long for Gordon. He's out there and he caught the ball at the 20, at the 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
Unbelievable catch, unbelievable throw.
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily. Driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Takes the snap, Dalton back, looking near side, throws it, picked off, and an open run. It's Joe Hayden, and he's in, touchdown!
And now, here are your hosts, Vic Carucci and Nathan Zagura.
All right, the Liberty Tour continues. I'm at the fifth of the five Northeast Ohio dealerships of Liberty Ford. And this one is in Brunswick. That's where we are today, in Center Road. We want to encourage you to come out and join us here. We're going to have some great giveaways for you and a chance to meet and greet with Dave Wallabaugh, former center for the Cleveland Browns. He'll also be a part of this show. And I pulled up in here with my 2014 Ford Explorer, great vehicle. There I'm surrounded by great Ford vehicles. They got ribbons on them now because this is holiday time, and what a great time to buy a vehicle. The stock is way up at all the dealerships here, so you can come in and find some wonderful deals and get some wonderful Browns talk for us for the next 2 hours. My partner, Nathan Zagura, back in the Dog Bowl in Berea. How you doing, bro?
Notorious. How are you doing?
Outstanding, and I know you're behind the wheel when you're not sitting there in the studio of a Ford, brand-new Ford F-150.
Yeah.
You bought a vehicle, Ford vehicle for your mom from Liberty. I bought them for
correct.
Two of my kids from Liberty. So we are part of this Liberty family to the umpteenth degree, and that's a good thing.
We certainly are, and I'll tell you what, these last 3 days, this being the third of three where you've been out there at the Liberty Ford dealership around the country every single day.
it feels like around the country.
It does feel that way. I mean, I don't get to see anymore. It's sad, but
I know.
It reminds me of the great Curb Your Enthusiasm episodes when Larry David gave it all up to be a car salesman.
I'll tell you what.
Do you remember those episodes?
That was one of my favorite series, and I do feel as if I must be in the car selling business as well, because I have spent more time at car dealerships in these last 2 weeks than a lot of the people in here selling cars. I know that because I'm logged in and all the different Vermilion yesterday, Maple Heights before that, and then the other dealerships the previous week, Parma Heights, right down the line. We have loved this and really love the partnership. From day one, Liberty has been part of the family of this show. They've been the title sponsor of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. That's the title of the show, and we've been indoctrinated with this with Jim Herrick and all the great folks from Liberty. So we love being here, and we love telling you what we got on tap for this show. You're going to hear from the roundtable. Now, that'll emanate from Berea. That'll be Doug Deacon from the Cleveland Browns Radio Network, along with Jim Donovan, the voice of the Browns. The two of them will be in studio with you, Nathan, but the four of us will chat about the Browns. So much we can talk about as they get ready to play Sunday's game against the Chicago Bears at First Energy Stadium. Going to hear from Brad Biggs, who covers the Bears for the Chicago Tribune. He'll be on the line with us from Chicago, get the latest on their quarterback situation. Going to make a decision today about Jay Cutler being that quarterback or sticking with Josh McCown. A lot of us, and we talked about this on the show, and I'm sure we'll continue to talk about it today, kind of hope they make the switch because McCown's had the hot hand.
Certainly from a Brown standpoint, you hope that they make that switch. You can't imagine that Cutler's going to be able to come in and continue the torrid pace that Josh McCown's putting forth. 8 touchdowns in the last 3 games, almost, you know, over basically 1,050 yards the last 3 games. He's been remarkable, and on the season, 13 touchdowns, 1 interception. So he's been pretty, pretty darn good, and it'll be interesting to see what that decision is made. And it's very possible it'll come down while we're on the air today, and if we get that information, certainly we will share that with you, or Brad Biggs will later on the show. You know, it is, first of all, I wanted to give congratulations to Jabal Sheard of the Cleveland Browns for winning the Walter Payton Award. I thought that was very, very good. I know yesterday, awesome. T.J. Ward, whose birthday it is today, happy birthday to T.J., he won the Ed Block Courage Award. So nice to see and Jabal be rewarded, because I know he is very active in the community here for the Cleveland Browns.
Yes, Jabal Sheard, again, congratulating him for the Walter Payton Man of the Year for the Browns. Outstanding work in the community, and he's done that from day one when he joined this football team in 2011. Check out our website, clevelandbrowns.com, and you can see some wonderful tributes to Jabal Sheard for that honor, that tremendous honor. And, yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that as well. Great news in our Browns family. In hour number two, as I mentioned, Dave Wallabaugh is here, former center for the Browns. We'll get his insights on the current team. I know he's got a lot of thoughts and opinions and great stuff to share with us, so we'll have him on the show. He's here to sign autographs, as he's doing right now, post for pictures, whatever you'd like to do. And, again, we've got some nice giveaways, some real cool tchotchkes, as we call them, that you can take with you, including coupons for free coffee at Circle K. You want to come in for that. We're going to have free food here as well, by the way, Arby's. Food is going to be showing up shortly, so make sure you're on hand for that while it lasts. Free Arby sandwiches will be available at our setup here right in the middle of the showroom at the Liberty Ford dealership in Brunswick, right on Center Road here in Brunswick. You cannot miss it from Route 71. We are right there, so come on out and see us, hang out, we'll talk some ball. I can chat with you, obviously, between segments here, and then during segments, we're going to be talking ball anyway. That's what we do on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. All right, we are going to get into a couple of things I want to address, and I got a problem with this. Oh, by the way, Gerard Cherry also will join us from the studio in at WKNR. He'll be on with us via that hookup in his usual spot. I don't want to forget about that. But, Nathan, one of the things I want to bring up, and I've heard it on a lot of talk shows, nationally, locally, and it's this topic of shutting down players. And it has obviously come up in a big way in Washington as part of a whole debacle regarding Robert Griffin III and how he's being handled by Mike Shanahan and the Washington Redskins and the owner of the team, Daniel Snyder, either involved or not involved, depending on who you talk to. But, my God, he's the owner of the team. He's got to have some voice in this somewhere. But handling a guy either being really hurt or having some sort of history of injury, or you're just not really sure. Most of all, you're saying we've got nothing to play for in these final few games. If you're in that situation of a team that's not in the playoff hunt, therefore shutting down a guy who has value to you long term. This discussion has come up in Green Bay with Aaron Rodgers as well. What I want to bring up with us, because it is legit to get there, and that is this. The Browns being in the same position, and we've heard a lot, and I want to preface this by saying I have no interest whatsoever in the shutdown talk. I think it's a big baseball issue, shouldn't be a football issue, but I know it comes up in football. I am anti-shutdown. I want players to play. You are healthy enough to play, you play. Regular season games as much as you can in the preseason, but play, play, play. That's what you're paid to do. But having prefaced it by saying that, I wonder, you know, when you think about the Browns, and if you want to follow this trend that's going on around the league, how far do you go with this shutdown thing? You've got an extremely valuable asset in the guy that I know you can't talk enough about, and we talk extensively about and write about in every possible way, number 12, Josh Gordon, who's having this phenomenal season. And again, his season's already been shortened by two games, but would there be those who would be inclined to say you got nothing to play for? Why these are preseason games, effectively, in terms of their meaning. Do you think about, do you even go there with shutting down a top-notch player that you want to make sure is with you when you've got all the pieces in place to make that run to the postseason?
Let me just kind of give my overall general take on the situation to begin with.
Please.
What's happening with RG3, I think, is ridiculous. Now, in John Madden, you know, he said, I think it's baloney. I think it's a dysfunctional group. I don't understand what they're doing. And you know, listen, these guys are playing football. RG3 is paid to play football. There is the competitive balance and the integrity of the game in terms of you putting your best foot forward every week so that every team in the NFL is doing that, et cetera, because playoffs there are implications for other teams that are still playing at this time. I don't think Aaron Rodgers is a similar situation because Aaron Rodgers is trying to come back from an injury and may come back a little bit too soon from something, and we know a clavicle can easily be rebroken if that's the case. RG3 is, for all intents and purposes, healthy right now. He's not unhealthy. This is not a person who he came back from that injury. He hasn't missed time again. He's healthy. They're shutting him down, and they say to prevent future injury. Now, I don't know if that means Mike Shanahan actually wants to be there for the long term. I think it has a heck of a lot more to do with them saying this season's over. We stink. We need an early draft pick. Oh, wait, we don't have one because of RG3. Let's trot Kirk Cousins out there so that we can trade him at the end of this year if he has three good games in a row. I think that's I think ultimately, and that's why Dan Snyder's on board with it, I think that's what this is about from an organizational standpoint. There is absolutely no scenario that would exist in the world unless Josh Gordon's knee was hanging by a thread, and if he played, he could tear his ACL or something like that, that it, I would even consider shutting him or any member of this Cleveland Browns team down.
Right. Right.
I'm going to be happy with whatever happens because I'm one of those people that I look at if the Browns rip off three in a row, I'll say that's great momentum. We're building something here. It's coming together. You'll look back and you'll say, man, they were two defensive stops away from being a 9-7 team over the final month of the season. They played their best football at the end. I'd be great with that. The Browns don't win another game the rest of the year and they end up picking second in the draft. I'll be great with that too because they're picking second. But I want to see this team, if that second scenario does come to pass, that it's games similar to New England where they've come and they played great and on that day they were just a piece or two or a play or two away from winning. Shutting it down, that happens in the NBA. And the difference to me, I think, is that in the NBA, when you draft, other than the Cavaliers this year with the number one all pick and Anthony Bennett, you have a very good idea of how quickly somebody can translate into your system. That is not the case with the NFL. The NFL is a very inexact science in the draft. It is very difficult. It's a game where injuries can happen at a moment's notice. So I just think shutting it down would be ridiculous.
Yeah, I'm in full agreement with that. It happens in baseball as well as the NBA.
But that's based on scientific research on arms, and it happens with pitchers.
Yeah, it happens with pitchers, but it's still nonetheless a violation of integrity of the game. I don't care how you cut it, and I don't care about the science. The science also tells you the more exposure you have to contact, the more chance a player has to be injured, and that could be the case in games that don't mean things. This is why the NFLPA has been so insistent on cutting back on off-season work, cutting back on the off-season workouts, cutting back on training camp practices, fewer contact sessions, fewer workouts during the regular season. It's all about tearing down, and again, the science, the percentages, reducing the chances for players to be hurt, extending careers so players can be healthier longer. It's why players, the Players Association, left money on the table in negotiating with the National Football League. They left money on the table to take less practice time, you know, away, and they settled for that. And when all was said and done, I'm still not sure that that was the smartest way to go, and I think it's not done much to help players, certainly injuries being up, not down. So I don't think that thing has had any benefit whatsoever, and I think the players, when it was all said and done, didn't do the smartest thing in negotiating the current collective bargaining agreement. But when it comes to the shutting down element, the biggest point to me is that you're paying in the preseason as well, but as fans, your investment in games is full price. Tickets are full price. People are going to be showing up in the cold on Sunday expecting to see the highest level of football that's played, and that is the only way you can achieve that is to have the best players you have available on both teams, not just the Browns. This isn't just a Browns discussion. This is also a Bears discussion, whoever's playing on Sunday in week 15 of the National Football League season, to have your best guys out there. So what is happening, as we say in Washington, absurd, and you play. If he's your best, you're playing your best. If there's other agendas at work, okay, there are other agendas at work, but as far as most Redskins fans are concerned, the most popular guy on that team and in that city is Robert Griffin III, and he's not playing football. And that's not, I think it's a disgrace to not have him in there. And I think it would be a disgrace to even think about shutting other players down for the sake of preservation. But I'll tell you, this is a bad trend. I don't like the fact that this keeps coming. I don't know that it isn't until we start seeing people are being selective about when, if you're out of the playoffs, maybe you don't play a guy who, I think the Aaron Rodgers discussion is legitimately part of this discussion. Totally.
If you're the Green Bay Packers, why do you bring Aaron Rodgers back and risk further injury? Obviously,
if you go there, and I know you don't feel this way, but if you go there, you can start going there with other players that you want to preserve because you're out of it for the future of your football team.
I think it's different. If Josh Gordon,
I don't think it is.
If Josh Gordon, like Randall Cobb, had a broken leg and was out for six to eight weeks, was on the short-term IR. He came back. He just got cleared to practice. Am I going to run him out there in week 17?
You just said it, cleared to practice. I'm not a doctor. You're not a doctor. So you rely on your medical staff to give you a clearance on a player. When he's cleared to play, he's cleared to play.
But they're
different.
You're those are full different.
Of, no, wrong. You're, a
I'm not wrong.
Paid,
clear to, you're wrong.
You are.
Cleared to practice and cleared to play are completely different.
I'm saying cleared to play, when a guy is cleared to play, as Robert Griffin, the third is
right, that's why it's different. That's why he's a different case.
When Aaron Rodgers gets cleared to play, he's cleared to play. So you're cleared, and that's all you can depend on. You don't make that judgment as a coach, but if you start making judgments on players who are, I'm talking about the injured players, and I'm also talking about uninjured players. I'm telling you, this can go in a bad direction.
What's your standpoint then on the same thing for a team that's already clinched a playoff berth and in week 17 has nothing to play for?
Yeah, I think I go back to the Belichick rule. Bill Belichick.
You're Bill Polian's your boy.
Bill
Belichick. He invented that.
It's fine. I don't have to agree with him on everything, Nathan. Bill Belichick, I agree with him. During the 16-0 run that they had, he played all his starters. I was at that game against the New York Giants. He played them all. And in the integrity of the game, they played them all, and they beat the Giants in that last game. Of course, they would end up losing the Super Bowl that year, but they played their starters. You know, I give full marks and kudos to a very brilliant football coach for doing the right thing there, and he did the right thing there. That's the rule, and stick to it. That's the right way to do it. It's about integrity. If you're physically able to play, you play. Period. End of discussion. There should be no debate here, but there is one, and it is going on nationally. That's why I brought it up. And, yes, it could end up being something more than a trend. I'm not bringing it up just because it's something to talk about. I'm hearing it from other people around the league, Nathan. So it could very well be something that we don't want to see in this game that we're seeing in other sports. All right, we're going to have a discussion about the round table. Our guys, we're going to talk about the Browns in that and whatever else they want to weigh in on. That would be Jim Donovan, the voice of the Browns, and his sidekick in the booth, the one and only Doug Deacon, PNC Bank, Cleveland Browns Radio Network. That is coming up next. We got Arby's Food here as well. I'm here at the Liberty Ford dealership in Brunswick. Come on out and see me. Come on out and get some Arby's Food. Come on out and see Dave Wallabaugh, who will be on our show in a little bit. All of that ahead on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, ESPN 850 WKNR. But sometimes I want to go.